Thomas Kyle Millward grew up on a small family farm outside Portland. It's a place that has its own rhythms. Morning chores, evening chores, planting, harvest, and every year, the highlight, the county fair. It had 4-H competitions and carnival rides and a rodeo.
Cattle mooing and horses getting rode around the arena, the smell of dirt, the smell of sweat, but also just like a cool vibe.
Thomas lives in Tacoma now and wears a tie to work, but nearly every summer he makes it back for the county fair. And now he's not just watching the rodeo, he is in it.
You're either perched on the gate or you're standing right next to it and the animal's inside and you're waiting, you're on tenterhooks. You know that once that gate's open, it's going to be on. It's a really fast sport. I hesitate to use the word sport.
This sport is wild cow milking. It's sort of a filler event at the rodeo in between the marquee events like bull riding. But like almost everything in the rodeo, it's exhilarating and dangerous and ultimately a game of numbers. Thomas Kyle Millward sat down with me to talk about it, starting with the basics. What are wild cows?
They are non-dairy cows. Dairy cows are raised to be milked. And so in this sense, you're milking a beef cow, a cow that hasn't had any experience getting milked ever, has only ever fed her young. And so wild in the sense that it's not a feral cow. It's, you know, it's a cow that's been on a ranch somewhere, but it's not used to human touch and really doesn't want to get milked.
Are they nervous when they're beforehand?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. The cow does not want to be in the chute and is really, really looking forward to getting out of the chute, which is why the most important few seconds of your wild cow milking experience are right after the gate opens, because a crack of light has just been shown to that cow and it's going to try and get to wherever it thinks it can get away from the noise, the confined space, and suddenly three pesky human beings who are attached to it.
So you're saying you don't think that the humans aren't dominating the cow. The humans aren't manhandling this animal.
The cow is the dominant factor in this four-person dance.
Four mammals, anyway.
Four mammals, yes. Yeah.
So you said that was a time that you won. Is that right?
Sure.
Can you tell me just the story of that? I mean, like what,
all the gory details?
Well, kind of, yeah.
I was very proud. It's a very proud moment.
And you had this on film, right?
Yeah. My team name was Milk and Scotch, and we ended up being decently lucky. We got a cow that wasn't the craziest.
Come on, 3, 2, 1, let's go!
Chute opened. We got her restrained pretty quickly.
So if your muggers are able to corral the cow, get her more or less standing still, then what do? Can you walk me through it?
I'll get down on hands and knees, generally speaking. I'm a tall guy, and squeeze under there. And I'm trying to do two things. I'm trying to get the cow to let down her milk, and I'm also trying to position my head in such a way that she can't knee me in the face.
Why are you sticking your head in there at all?
It's honestly what the cow's used to. It's genetics. That actually plays into getting the cow to let the milk down. When a calf is nursing, its head is right in there. And again, the cow can feel that calf tucked in there trying to nurse. And so on some level, you're trying to replicate a eons-old instinct that the cow has. What you're essentially doing is making a fist, grabbing a teat, and then throwing that fist upwards as if you were a cow headbutting the bag trying to get milk to come down.
So how did you learn how to milk cows?
My parents have always been really interested in living in the country, being self-sufficient. And I would never describe what they do as having a dairy farm. We've never had more than two dairy cows at one time. But it is part of their sort of, I guess, lifestyle goal. They wanted to have a hobby farm. And we got Bramble, who was the matriarch of our dairy cattle herd, if you will, when I was just about to enter high school. And it just kind of grew from there, honestly.
Can you tell me about Bramble?
Sure. Bramble is a Jersey cow, and she was my 4-H animal, so we've got a pretty good bond. In high school, I did dairy showmanship with her, and she's thrown every calf that we've had so far on the farm. So, and then from a personal perspective, I mean, you know, cows are like family after a certain point. Whenever I go home, Bramble runs over to the fence line. You know, she remembers who I am. You know, so
and you still
really care for them as well.
Warm feelings for Bramble?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Do you feel? I mean, I'm this is a legitimate question. Like, do you feel about her like you would feel about a pet or about?
I care more about Bramble than I do about the family dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
Because what's the dog ever done for you?
Right. Not a lot.
And what is the object? How much milk do you need to get out?
That depends. In Columbia County, it is enough to pour out. So once you're under there and you've got the milk into your bottle, you have to get the container across a finish line. There's generally a circle, and it's generally pretty far away from the chute in the arena, and you have to sprint to the circle with your milk before any other teams get there. And then I ended up in a sprint against a team of local veterinarians who actually win a lot. If you imagine a New England Patriots of wild cow milking, it's these guys. Got across the finish line first, and I don't really remember a whole lot after that. I apparently ran back to my teammates and hugged them because that's on the film. I remember celebrating with the crowd, and that's about it.
Wait, why do you think that your memory kind of goes blank at that point?
Oh, just adrenaline overload. Yeah.
Was it amazing? Was it awesome?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's just going to be a favorite memory for me for a very, very long time.
Would you like your potential future kids to get into this sport?
Absolutely. And beyond that, I would really like my kids to have that sort of same, you know, have some country roots and really experience living outside of a city, because I think it makes you look at things a little differently. It absolutely makes you appreciate things differently, and I want to be able to share that with my kids as well.
Thomas Kyle Millward lives in Tacoma.